This FFA advisor found a fundraiser so successful, he had to quit teaching just to operate the new business. His story is brought to you today by AgriGold, the corn specialist. Experience AgriGold's giant results by going to AgriGold.com. Seeing is believing. It was 1965, and Don Ramsey's FFA chapter in Jones, Oklahoma, was not turning a profit on the hogs they were raising.
And rather than just sort of let the thing fall apart, the officer and I got together one day and trying to figure out what we could do, and we came up with the idea of killing the hogs and making pork breakfast sausage and selling it door to door.
For the first 3 years, the chapter took their hogs to a facility on the outskirts of Oklahoma City for processing. However, the owner told Don he was closing his business.
Well, what are you going to do with your recipe? He said, I'm not going to do nothing with it. You want it? I said, yes, sir, I want it. We've done nothing since then to that recipe but add a little bit of salt and a little bit more red pepper.
Don also purchased a mixer, grinder, and packaging machine from another business. The old wrought iron equipment was in poor shape, and meat inspectors had closed the facility because of it. Don sandblasted the machinery and put a coat of paint on it, too.
So in about 3 or 4 days, here come these two inspectors, and they knew I was building the building and was going to open it. And they come in and looked at it, and I had that equipment over there, and they said, my gosh, you got some of the best equipment we've ever seen.
Don called it Blue and Gold Sausage, named after the colors of the National FFA. It was fitting since so much of the business came from Oklahoma's FFA chapters.
We have all the FFA chapters but three. On top of that, we've added another 550 of other groups.
Today, Blue and Gold is a very successful business, began by this FFA advisor in the late 1960s. Traveling the countryside and brought to you by AgriGold. In Jones, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.